Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address as mvpinsurer.us. That's mvpinsurer.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiljeins@gmail.com. Now, this week's podcast is inspired by a video I saw earlier this week. A little child was flung out of a vehicle while still strapped into their car seat. Apparently, the car seat wasn't properly installed, and the door flew open, and the little child came flying out of the car seat. Thankfully, somebody saw it. Quickly got out of their vehicle, tried to flag down the driver, got the child to safety, and the police are investigating, figuring out who's at fault, what's going on. So it's, right now there's just this really big push to have your make sure that your child car seats are properly installed, that if you have child locks on your vehicle, to have the child locks turned on to make it safe for your children. So this week, again, we're looking at child car safety. I've got a couple of articles. Now, according to the CDC, over 100,000 children are injured each year due to improperly installed car seats or restraints. An article that I found from DMV.org. Again, go to our website, mvpinsurer.us. Lower right-hand side is the Let's Talk Insurance section. You click on that link, and it should bring you to the podcast for this week. And I want you to, I'm only going to share a couple of the tips because I want you to go read the full article from DMV.org when it comes to properly installing a car seat in your vehicle. So here's just a few of the tips that they have for you. First one's pretty simple and straightforward. Read the instructions. Don't guess. Make sure you read the manual for the car seat thoroughly and make sure you understand how to install it properly. Manuals nowadays usually have very little writing. It's usually pictures, informative pictures to help you figure out what goes where the car seat base goes, where the seat belt goes, where to connect the anchors and the tethers and whatnot. So make sure you sit down and read the manual instead of getting it out of the box, unwrapping it, and throwing it in the car seat car and hoping you're good. So certainly please read the instruction manual to make sure that you understand how to install the car seat in your vehicle. All right. Second thing you want to do is you want to reference your vehicle's manual. A lot of the newer cars, they have anchor points for car seats. The manual will show you how to connect those anchors to your car seat, how to properly get the safety belt hooked up for a car seat. So between the manual for the car seat and the manual for your automobile, those two combined should give you the proper way to install your car seat. Now, when it comes to older vehicles may not have those anchor points or tether points, but there should be a section in there, at least for cars from 2000 on, how to set up your safety belt in relation to a car seat. The next one is lock the seat belt. Your vehicle's manual should have information on how to lock the seat belt in place once your car seat's set up. So there's going to be no slop in the car in the seatbelt or anything like that as you're taking the child in and out. There should be a way to tighten that and lock it in place so it doesn't loosen when you open the door or when you're messing around taking the child in and out or arranging them in there. And then the last one that I want to share is secure tightly. The rule of thumb is there should be no more than an inch of quote-unquote wiggle room in any one direction. So left, right, back, front, up, down, there should be no more than about an inch of wiggle room. If there's more than an inch, then there's something wrong. Go back to the car seat manual. Go back to your vehicle manual and check that out. It's my understanding, at least here locally in the West Michigan area, you can go to your fire station and get your car seat inspected to make sure that it is installed properly. Several times a year, the public safety department, which is the fire and police department, combine. They often have like a quarterly car seat check where you can go in, get information on car seats, and also get your car seat checked to make sure that it's installed properly. Now, this usually is a free service, so definitely go on your particular fire department's or public safety department's website to see when events like that happen, or an office number you can call direct and ask, do you guys do car seat checks, and when can I bring my car seat in to have it checked out and make sure that it's installed properly. So again, when it comes to installing the car seat, read the instructions for the car seat itself to make sure you understand how to install it. Two, check your vehicle's manual to see how to attach the car seat to the anchor points or tether points. If your vehicle doesn't have that, there should be information on how to situate the seat belt with installing a car seat. Again, lock the seat belt. There should be information in your vehicle manual on how to lock the seat belt once you do have the car seat installed. And then make sure that it's secured tightly. There shouldn't be any more than 1 inch of wiggle room in any one direction, left, right, back, front, up, down. There should be an inch or less of wiggle room. Again, I want you to go to dmv.org. If you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, it's going to have a link to the article, so definitely check that out. Also, I have a link to the video in question that inspired this podcast this week. Again, it is kind of jarring, so if you get upset easily, don't watch the video. It has been on the news like the past couple days, national news and local news. That video is there if you haven't heard of it, so you could check that out yourself. Now, the folks at kidshealth.org have some additional tips for older children. So maybe your child is getting to the point where they don't need to be in a car seat. These are some tips to help with older children. The first one is wear your seatbelt every time. No matter if you're running down the street to the post office or across the country, wearing your seatbelt is important. Be sure to buckle up as soon as you get in the vehicle. Kind of a no-brainer. I've been ingrained in my brain to every time I get into a vehicle, I automatically put on my seatbelt. It should be automatic for you. It should be second nature. If it's not, make a habit. Leave yourself a note. Don't forget your seatbelt. Very, very important to wear your seatbelt at all times. I know our police departments and sheriff departments, they do seatbelt checks. I'm sure you've seen banners around your town that say click it or ticket. And the seatbelt tickets are like 50 or 75 bucks. So it's a good chunk of change to remind you that you need to wear your seatbelt. Now, second tip is use a booster. Children should use a booster seat until they are 4'9" tall. Or they reach the weight and height limit for their car seat. So if you read in the manual, it should say this car seat should be used for children up to a certain height and a certain weight. Once they meet or begin to exceed that, that's when you need to transition to a different type of seat, whether it's a front-facing car seat or a booster seat. And so read the manual on your car seat to see what you need to do. Next tip is back seat, please. Until your child has reached the age of 12, it's recommended they remain in the back seat. Less likely chance of them hitting the windshield, hitting the dashboard, or injuries from a deployed airbag by sitting in the back. Now, a lot of the newer cars, they have like side airbags and curtain airbags and stuff like that that aren't going to be as dangerous as a front-facing airbag. So until your child's 12 years old and is of a certain weight limit, definitely have them sitting in the back. Unfortunately, I've seen many times driving down the road, I've seen like 6-7 year olds sitting in the front seat. Now the newer cars, they do have like a airbag sensor, so there's kind of a weight sensor on the seat that will turn the airbag on and off depending on if somebody is sitting in the seat or not. Don't rely on that. If your child is underage and underweight, they need to be in the back seat to make sure that they are safe. And again, I want you to go to the full article at kidshealth.org for more tips. And that's available on our website, www.mvpinsure.us. Again, that's MVPINSURE. It's going to be a quick podcast this week, but it was just something that was important to me. I saw that video, and I felt that it was necessary for me to share with my podcast audience some tips to help prevent a situation like that from happening to you. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web, too. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. It's it's MVPinsure.us. It's MVPINSURE.us. Here I'm trying to spell it before I say it. Again, it's MVPinsure.us. You want to send an email to, always looking for emails. Maybe you have a question, maybe you have a podcast topic. Just send those to marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. That's going to do it for this week. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a very good and a very safe week. Take care.